Montreal.
What is up, Concordia? I hope you had a wonderful week. It is Danny Gold here with your community calendar for the week of January 20th to January 26th, and it begins now. Scared of cold and flu season? Did you forget to have your flu shot redone? Have no fear, because Concordia Health Services, in response to the high demand for the flu shot, has added a late season flu shot clinic on January 23rd that is going to be going on in the EV atrium. Call extension 3565 to reserve your dose. The health professionals at Concordia University Health Services recommend that everyone get their flu shot every year, and getting the flu shot will reduce your chance of getting the flu and spreading it to others. If you catch the flu, being vaccinated can help make your illness less severe. So if you're feeling under the weather or scared that you'll get the flu, call health services and get a dose on January 23rd in the EV atrium. Get ready to lace up for this one, folks, because I'm pretty excited to share what Montreal has in store this week. This Saturday, January 25th, from 2 to 4 p.m., the St. Andrew Society will be holding its 5th annual Great Canadian Kilt Skate, and they invite everyone to dress in kilts, tartans, and other Scottish gear to celebrate their Scottishness in a very Canadian way, on ice. That's right, folks. Bring all your Scottish gear and come join in the fantastic Montreal tradition. It'll be taking place at Patty Noir Atrium, Lay 1000, and there'll be free admission to the first 25 skaters in a tartan. But remember, there is online registration. Admission is $8.50 and skate rental is $7. Hope to see you there. Finally, per usual, I have a concert. Come see Cazador, Poe Lazarus, and Elliot Sinclair playing this Saturday at Bar La Ritz, located at 179 Jean Talon West, this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Advance tickets are going to cost you $12, and they're going to cost you $15 at the door. But remember to support your local music venues, people. I hope to see you all there. That's it for me, everyone. This has been the Community Calendar for the week of January 20th to January 26th. I'm Danny Gold, and as always, you're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. Now back to your regular...
Welcome to the Live Wire Show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial with your host, the Groove Master, Pete Douglas, 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping.
Love you. Let me touch you.
pas moun danse ba koko se Sou vle danse a la discote Se pli go ewa ou ka fe Le tè tou ke fan ou ke sou fe Faut pas moun dansa ba koko se Sou vle danse a la discote Se pli go ewa ou ka fe Le tè tou ke fan ou ke sou fe
será que é o tempo? Saber se ela quer o teni. Se de saber se ela quer o teni. Madame, o pente com teu pijama, olha. Madame,
CJLO 1690 AM.
Le ciel bleu sur nous peut s'effondrer.
Pearling, cast on, toxic masculinity, astrology, bind off, yarn forward. What do all of these terms have in common? They'll all be said during CJLO's Stitchin' Bitch on February 6th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Downtown Art Hive, located in EV Building 5775. Be sure to bring your crafty projects and your hot topics. That's the CJLO Stitchin' Bitch on February 6th. See you there.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Caribbean Music every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM, where we examine the origins and the evolution of Caribbean music. From mento to reggae, calypso to soca, compa, zouk, Latin, spooge, we play them all.
I am Claudia Rocks. I am strong. Hey, Julie Perry, are you strong?
Why, yes, I am strong. Hey, Big Pete, are you strong?
I am extra strong. How about you, Jerry?
Super strong. Gundam Seed Destiny?
For strongest.
We are strong together.
Tune in to Audio Pen Pals every second Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM.
To get your dose of news and commentary from Montreal's differently abled community.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Live Wire Show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. My name is Pete Douglas and I'm going to be here with you until 10 o'clock. Then I got to stay from 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock today to do Gospel Unlimited. So I'm here for the next 3 hours. The first hour is going to be what I normally do, and the next hour is going to be nothing but gospel. Well, after that, it's going to be gospel music. So this morning I have the privilege, and I started with some compa music, Caress. And I promise, listen, this is a promise I made. Okay, I ain't going to make that that statement. And Pas Danser en Bas Coco Sec. And that's a band from Martinique, Guadeloupe, I think, called Gramax. And we went to Bon Calte. It's a band from Haiti. Because the reason I used a wake-up call for those of you who are still, you know, it's kind of cold in Montreal. It ain't that bad outside. I didn't even check the weather. And because this morning we have a gentleman calling in from calling in to promote a film that he's there, that's currently in, I believe it's in pre-production or post-production, but he's going to tell us all about it. And they were supposed to call in last week, but there's a little mistake, you know, but you know, c'est la vie, c'est comme ça il y a des là. So this morning we are anticipating a call in the next 2 minutes or so. He will be calling in. And to tell us all about the film that's about his working, I believe it's, the name of the film is Haitian Football. And like I said, he's going to give us all the pertinent information. I don't want to jump the gun. Just want to say good morning. And Brenda, I know you're down in the South shaking. Mary, I know that's your kind of music. I know that a lot of you enjoy that kind of music. But like I say, it's a very cold day in Montreal. So, and so before, in order to give a warm welcome to the guests, I'm going to play this. So by the time we call in, he'll be at home.
Haiti, alam content wè ou. Port-au-Prince, ou jam tan vi wè ou. Haiti, alam content wè ou. Haiti.
ancien mes frères, où j'en t'ai envie. Depuis aéroport, moi senti me transformer. Radio, télévision, journaliste, tout est vide rencontré. Nous sortis de tous côtés, pour y'a vine accueillir nous. Moi t'es tellement saisi, que m'pap même qu'à parler, enchanté.
À la contente, contente, à souhait à ton pays,
mes amis.
À la contente, contente, à souhait à ma belle famille. À la contente, contente, à souhait à ma belle famille. À la contente, contente, à souhait à ton pays.
Circulation bloquée, sous toute route Montana. 11 heures du soir sonnait. N'a dirigé à Riz. Nous boivons pas bon coup, nous mangeons bon criot. Oh, mercredi 1er mars, son jour pape s'habiller, enchanté.
À la contente, contente, à souhait à nos pays,
mes amis.
À la contente, contente, à souhait à ma belle famille.
Oui, c'est vrai. À la contente, contente, à souhait à ma belle famille.
Nous bouquet, entrez dans tout son way.
Nous bouquet.
Favorite song from Haiti, Haiti, that's by Tambo Combo. And what they're singing about is they're talking about, you know, the country back home. And they said, Nubuke, we stuck. But even though it's minus whatever it is in New York City, they still got to go and punch their car. They're stuck with eating Chinese food. They're stuck with, you know, but once they reach home, they're good. But in the meantime, while we wait for the gentleman to call in, there's a Baron song that somebody, I think is Ultimate something extreme. There's some songs that have been reworked, and I have my doubts. I'm not really enjoying some of it. So, fellas, I'm going to play something nice, or I'm going to play until the gentleman calls in. Some things. If you're going to do it, do it well. So we're going to play a little soca. Just to tell them, this is the original. Not what is the cover version, but something you just have to.
You're going to ruin my
Sorry about that, folks. Sorry about that. I know I'm getting a lot of texts coming in, but I have a gentleman on the line, and we want to do a quick, not a quick interview, but somebody else was supposed to call in. But 1 second. That's a bad thing. Okay. Sorry about that. I'll answer your texts in a little. A lot of texts are coming in, and so I have to do this. Go ahead, Lou. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No problem. No problem, my brother. Anytime. So, tell the listeners who you are and the reason for calling in.
Sure. So my name's Lou. I work with the company, New York City-based company called Street Team Productions. You know, we're a company that creates feature films, documentaries, podcasts, plays, books. And, you know, we try to work with other filmmakers on their projects while we try to get our own up and running. That's basically what we do.
Okay, so the reason that you really, there's a project that you've gotten in touch with me about pertaining an upcoming film. So can you enlighten the listeners about it?
Sure. So the film that I came across is called Modern Sarah. Modern Sarah was created by a filmmaker in Haiti, a filmmaker and journalist named Etan Dupin in Haiti. And it basically describes the struggle that these modern Sarahs go through in Haiti, delivering, you know, food and other different kinds of products to the open marketplaces where they actually sell them. So basically, they get the food, they get the products from, I guess, the farms, and basically transport them across different parts of Haiti, and then sell them at the open marketplaces where, you know, regular people can come and buy them, and, you know, just basically conduct a secondhand economy.
Okay, so because I made a mistake. I had given the film name as Haitian Football, and
oh no, that's our project.
Oh, that's your project.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're talking about something else.
Right.
Okay, sorry about that. I got it all mixed up. So the one that you're speaking about, this is actually is in production or post-production?
Yeah, so the film is actually in post-production. Eitan's been working on it, I'd say, for the better part of a year now, just trying to, you know, gather interviews and, you know, getting the research right. And then right now it's in post-production in Haiti. It's actually, I've gotten word that it's actually finished and it's set to come out on Haitian Mother's Day, which I believe is the last Sunday in May.
Okay. For those of you who are just listening, we're listening to Lou from New York, and he's talking. I didn't write on the name of the movie, the film, because I had a Haitian football. How do you call the film again? What's the name of the film again?
Modern Sarah.
Modern? How you spell that?
Modern. That's M-A-D-A-N, Sarah, S-A-R-A.
S-A-R-A. So it tells a story of basically, there's a name that we call back home in St. Lucia for the women. For those of you who are listening, it's all about, you know, like we go down by the market sometimes, and, you know, people from the rural parts of the different islands would come to the city and sell their products. So that's basically what it is in general and how they, you know, because most people would send their kids to school for some of, you know, some of us went through that. Your mother would go down by the market with a tray, sell green bananas, plantain, whatever it is. So what really brought this project about? What was the reason for it?
Sure. So Eitan's mother, I believe, was actually a modern Sarah, and I guess he saw the struggle firsthand in these, you know, firsthand with his mother because of the struggle that these women kind of go through. You know, I guess in a normal economy, you know, these women would maybe have stores or maybe would be wholesalers or, you know, different kinds of, you know, I guess, entities that kind of support, you know, a regularized economy. But with Haiti and all its issues, these women are not recognized informally. So, you know, they kind of have to go about taking all the risks themselves, which means getting the food, but you know, you could be in danger of getting robbed. When the country is locked, as it was with the past situation for the couple months in Haiti, that affects their money, and there's a trickle-down effect with that, because these women, because of the work that they do and the hours that they keep, they're responsible for a lot of people, for their family. They're able to send their kids to school. They're able to, you know, buy food, and, you know, they kind of just trickle down when they can't do their job, as tough as it is. So Eitan basically in his film profiled a few modern Sarahs and talked to, you know, different people in Haitian society about the need to, you know, their importance in the society and their need to kind of be recognized and, you know, do things like, you know, hopefully get, you know, loans and hopefully, you know, get insurance to protect their products because, you know, these women are, you know, when there's a lot of strife in the country, you could kind of say that these women are the first to suffer because, you know, they can't make money because the country is locked and then, you know, their products could be subject to robbery, extortion, you know, damage where, you know, their stuff is set on fire and they have no insurance. So it's basically starting back from square one.
Okay, so you primarily got in touch with me because you're looking for promotion, notice in, I guess, editing, post-production and stuff like that. So what are you expecting for those our listeners out there who may be of help to you?
So currently, as I said, the film is, you know, pretty much done and set to come out. But, you know, we're still fundraising on GoFundMe. We have an active campaign. We've raised about maybe a little bit over 9,000. So, you know, we're still trying to raise money for that because, you know, the goal eventually is to show the film in Haiti and then, you know, hopefully get the film on a bigger distribution platform, a streaming platform, or whatever it is to kind of, you know, just show the world about these, you know, these modern sorrows because, and this is my personal opinion, I think sometimes Haitian films can get, I guess, placed in a certain category. And I think this film kind of speaks to, while it does speak to a lot of struggle in the Haitian society, I think it also speaks to the power of women, you know, the struggle and the kind of, you know, excelling that these women can do even in the face of so many insurmountable odds. And, you know, I think because, you know, I think May is, I believe, Women's Month as well, too. You know, I think this film kind of stretches the boundary and stretches the platform that Haitian films can be seen on. So, you know, we just kind of want to, you know, let people know that, you know, the film is there and it's a different kind of film you can watch about Haiti. And, you know, you can support if you can by, you know, donating to the campaign to help get the story out there.
Okay, so you're asking for donations. So how does one go about doing that? Do you have a forum or that way they could reach you? Or I know everything is online these days. So is there a way of you can go, you know, tell us how to go about it? Because, hey, I know there's a Black Film Festival in Montreal. Also, there's a Black Film Festival that's about to, it's either on the way in Toronto or something. I think Spike Lee's up there. So how does one go about helping you, like say, go find on your GoFundMe page, whatever pertinent information that you have, phone number, website, etc. You can go ahead and enlighten us on that.
Sure. So just a side note too, aside from donations, we just want people to kind of just share share if they like the film and they like the trailer, just kind of share it amongst their networks and share it amongst their friends because we just want to kind of get, you know, people to see the trailer first. Because I think the trailer, at least for me, was like captivating and that's what kind of got me involved with the film. So I think it might have the same effect for, you know, other people. But if people want to donate to the Modern Sara, I guess, campaign, you can look up Modern Sara, GoFundMe.com/Modern Sara Film. People can also just Google Modern Sara Film and then you should be able to find a website. Etant is on Facebook and Instagram. So, I mean, if you type in Modern Sara Film or hashtag Modern Sara Film, you'll find it.
Okay. And if you want to get directly in touch with one of you guys, a phone number, because I have put the word out to some of my friends who are in the literary world. And I don't know what feedback. I haven't gotten, well, one, the main person I spoke to, he was away, and he's back in the city right now. And because there's a Haitian lady called Mago something, and she's very a great help to you guys. So I will forward to you whatever information that I have. And like I said, I've done the groundwork. I'm trying to see what, you know, as much information as possible, because there's a lady called Cola something, who does the Black Film Festival in Montreal. There's also Creole Film Festival, to the best of my recollection, that takes place in the city. Because we have 200 and something different festivals in Montreal alone. So, like I said, I will forward to you whatever information. But is there a number that somebody may be able to reach you guys?
I mean, the
if
best
possible.
Way to reach us is probably social media, because you might get a faster response.
Okay. Now, because you see, the listening, the demographics of my listeners, the listeners right now, and not
right.
that, you know, in the, so if there's a number or anything, you give it to me, and next week we can do that.
Yeah.
And I will, you know, I know everybody have a personal. I don't want you to give out your cell number. I ain't going to do that, you know. I don't want you to get bombarded, because you got to realize the demographics of our listeners right now are not, I'm not saying they're old, but, you know, it's always nicer when they, but like I said, I'll get back in touch. We in touch with each other. And I want you all to feel free to call anytime. And, you know, to promote the movie and give some more insight to it. So I'll hook, sorry about that. I'll hook you up, you know, like we'll do what we can. So once again, your name is?
My name is Lou, calling from Street Team Productions, based in New York City. And we're working with Eitan on Modern Sarah.
Modern Sarah. Looking forward to, you know, speaking to you. So folks, once again, for those of you who just tuning in, you're listening to the Live Wire Show, we will be back after I gotta pay the bills, you know, I gotta pay the bills, or else, you know, the station don't run. And let me just put this here. Lou, don't hang up, I'll be right with you. And so like I said, it'll be nice if the somebody else is calling me on another line. Hold on, folks. I'll have to call back, because I can't, I have to do the ads. Sorry about that, folks. And yeah, Lou, thank you very much. But don't hang up, I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Le ciel bleu sur nous peut s'effondrer.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, February 29th at the Palais de Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. Expo opens at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch the feature seminar. For more information, check out our website, studyandgoabroad.com.
I am Claudia Rocks. I am strong. Hey, Julie Perry, are you strong?
Why, yes, I am strong. Hey, Big Pete, are you strong?
I am extra strong. How about you, Jerry?
Super strong. Gundam Seed Destiny?
For strongest.
We are strong together.
Tune in to Audio Pen Pals every second Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM.
To get your dose of news and commentary from Montreal's differently abled community.
Yeah, and for those of you, Audio Pen Pals is a group of young people who, like he said, you know, they have challenges and the different challenges in life, and they come together on every second Friday at right here. And they put on a really good show, a really, really good show. And they speak about the issues and the challenges that they have in life on a daily basis. And they don't put, like we say, back home water in their mouth. they tell it like it is, because sometimes I'm going, whoa, whoa, are you supposed to say that on the radio? You know, but they, you know, they. So if you have any, you know, some young persons in that you may know of, feel free to enlighten them about Audio Pen Pals, and they get in touch with them. They're listening on a Friday, because I have seen what the changes firsthand that when they coming here has done to some of them in the group. You know, like I said, I tell the story of Jerry. When Jerry came here, Jerry would not even look you in the eye. He was so shy, you know, shy to say, hi, Jerry. Not a word, not a peep, anything. But now, like I keep joking and saying, you can't get Jerry to shut up. Because that's how confident he has become. And I'm trying to find some music on the internet. But I'm just saying, it's important to have your kids listening. And, you know, these kids do a very, oh, yeah, let me just do this. These kids do a very, no, it's too late to do that. I know you want your soaker, and then I'm trying to end the show in a nice up-tempo, vibey kind of way. And I'd like to thank Lou, if you're still listening, for calling in. And we will try to get the director of the... Because basically the story tells... the film will tell the story of, you know, like some people who go down the market. Every island in the Caribbean has a market, you know, women who go down by the market. Some of us, our grandmother or mother or auntie or nene or somebody we knew would be by the market selling. And so... And I've seen lots of persons who went to school, got educated, et cetera, from just a tray by the market. And so it tells the story of those persons and the struggles that they have to go to. Because I know some government ministers and these guys will tell you that, you know, that's how they started. Their mother got them there, they got them there, and et cetera. So it's a very compelling film. I haven't seen it, like it just finished, but I'm saying... If there's anybody who can help promote the film out there, if you're listening in Radio Land, 514-744-2358, 514-744-2358, and I can get the information across. So there are just like, si le person de hola, quizap en desine, si pasineg, nope, don't say that on the radio. Because the Haitians use their male or people as they say the word neg, so... Which is some people might be offensive. So I take that back. It's too late now. It's already said. You know, last night, something interesting. It's like I was out with some of my grandchildren. And we went to an establishment to have a, you know, have a meal, a burger or something. And on our way there, one of my granddaughters was having a, we have a conversation. She was telling her cousin, you know, today I had to push this boy, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, why? And she said, he called her the N-word, you know. And I said, listen, it's just so word. If he calls you the N-word, don't get yourself in trouble over that. You go, you see, speak to the teacher. She said, well, the teacher was there, the gym teacher, and he didn't, there was no respond. They did not respond when the kid said to her what is, you know, the word. And I said, well, then you go see the principal, you know. And my other granddaughter was saying, well, grandpa, what do I do? I said, you do the same thing, you go see the principal. She said, the principal don't want to see me no more because she's always in trouble. But, you know, it's like, what do you say to a child in at times like these? And like I said to my grandchildren, sometimes we just have to have a sense of humor. So if somebody called you the N-word, and you know, you, as a young child, you just say, are you aware that is your grandfather's middle name? You know, you make a joke out of it. You know, that's how you, because in England, I used to fight a lot because they used to call us Sambo, Tar Baby, Wog, Gollywog, you know, they never call us the N-word, but they had all these derogatory words for us in England growing up. They didn't know us, you know, so we were new to the country. They felt threatened by us, and I would always joke my way out of it because I realized I would have to fight. I was fighting like... And I said, is it necessary? You know, is it necessary? Is it necessary? So I just would just joke my way out of it. You know, like one time a cop told me, Andy Carey, why don't you go back where you came from? So he had just pulled me over for some nonsense or the other. And I said to him, you know, I would have gone back where I just came from, but I just dropped his mother off at the movies, so she's not home. You know, if my neighbors wasn't in the window, that guy would have shoot me right there. You know, but you gotta, you can't, you know, it's a word, it's how we, you know, and some people use it against us to make us feel bad about ourselves. But you're not supposed to feel bad about yourself, you know, you're not supposed to. So nothing anybody said should, you know, it hurts sometimes, it hurts, but me, back home, I grew up listening to that word being called and spoken to by, you know, your mother, got it, say, got him a teenage. You know, when your mother got mad at you, that's how she would address you, you know. Got him a teenage. Oh, not, you know, the older folks, the grandmother. Well, my grandmother never spoke Creole, but when I would go to the country where I would spend most of my time, you know, away from, when school was over, I'd go, we had like 7 weeks vacation. I would go to the country for like, I would spend the first 2 weeks in the city getting into trouble, and my mother would send me to the country for the next five or whatever it was, or four, because you had to come back home to take your washout before you went back to school, right? Get your book and your uniform. So thank you for listening. I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock. I got to do Gospel Unlimited, and I got to go and set up for that show. Ray's not in today. He just called to remind me, but I already told him I was going to do it. So I'm going to play this next song and get myself ready for Gospel Unlimited. You're listening to the Live Wire Show on CJLO. And Lou, if you're still listening, thank you again for calling in, and we will do that some more. And if there's anybody who has any information as to get how to get, her name is Cole or something or the other. She does the Black Film Festival. You can call me at home, 514-744-2358, and I'll hook you up with Lee. But in the meantime, I know you want to dance. So sorry for all the texts that came and I couldn't answer them, okay? We'll do that again next week, God willing.